All right, so I am so excited to share this with you. I am recently in the process of releasing my new book. It's called The Ultimate Self-Care Guide. And the book, the main purpose of it is simply to help you transform your skin and your life. So if you're interested in learning how to be perfectly imperfect and just live the life that you were meant to live, I know you will enjoy this book. You can visit www.shop.luxurylotusspa.com forward slash book to order the book yourself. But I am excited because I'm also including some awesome swag with the book for those who do choose to purchase on my website versus Barnes and Noble, Amazon, or anywhere else. All right. So thank you so much in advance for your support. But let's go ahead and get into today's episode.
Okay, hold on, hold on. If you're looking to transform your life, reduce stress, and build confidence, look no further. We help you get the life and career you want and deserve. So hang out with us until the end of today's episode for some awesome free gifts and swags to help support you along your journey. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in to a new episode of the Ultimate Self-Care Podcast Show. I'm Esther, the esthetician, and I help transform lives, reduce stress, and build confidence. I strive to help my clients feel valued and worthy, and also help them transform their skin and their life. I believe beauty is a state of mind and a physical way of being. So please be sure to follow us at Luxury Lotus Spa on all of your favorite social media platforms and join the Clear Skin Challenge by visiting www.luxurylotusspa.com/clearskinchallenge. Now let's get started with today's episode. All right, so I want you to stick around and listen to today's episode because this is one that I feel like everyone should, even if you don't plan on using it now, you want to at least have it in your back pocket. That way you can put it into effect when the time comes for it. So this week, our focus for week number 7, can you believe it's week 7 already? But our focus for week 7 is doing a digital cleanse. So you know we can cleanse our body, cleanse our skin, detox, and do all that stuff. But sometimes you need to do a digital cleanse where you are limiting your time on social media. You are just like being more cautious or be more aware of what you are actually doing or what you're consuming. That's what we're gonna focus on this week. So I have a challenge for you. I hope you do it. And if you decide, I want to know what you decide to do and how it worked out for you. But at least try it out, okay? Listen to today's episode, please, and try it out. All right, so let's go ahead and jump in. So for this week's challenge, Here are some of the things you can try. You can go a full day without social media, just one full day, right? Do that, one full day, so that could be your Monday, or pick one day out of the week. I actually would love it if you tried everything from this list this week, and then you'll see at least two or three. You decide, but listen to it. So first one is to go a full day without using social media. The second one is to remove old and unused apps from your phone. So if you have any old apps on your phone that you don't use, that's just it's like sitting there collecting space, or you download it because they were free, guilty. I do that sometimes. I'm like, I go to get one app and then I see another one that looks like it, or it might be better than the one I'm getting. I'm like, well, let me go ahead and get that one. So maybe if that one doesn't work out, at least I'll have that. It's the hoarder in me. I hoard paper like crazy. So I guess I'm a app hoarder. Is that a thing? But now it is. All right. So deposit all your unused apps into the trash. Get rid of them. Or actually, your phone have a setting where if you have unused apps, it automatically pull them down. Like if you don't use them often enough, it just kind of like remove them from the phone. So that's another way to automatically save if you have a lot of apps and you don't use majority of them. So I know some apps though, we keep them on our phone because we're just like,
When I do need it, I just want to have it handy so I don't have to worry about using the time to download it. So if that's the case, it's for you to decide. But you can actually put all your apps in folders based on how often you use them. And you know how you can do different pages on there. So that's different ways to kind of keep them at least organized. If you're not ready to delete them, at least organize them. And then that way you'll see which ones you use the most. All right, so next one is clean your email inbox and your junk inbox. So, like I said, this week I plan on doing everything from this list to do my full digital cleanse. And I'll share the entire thing with you on Instagram stories or Snapchat or one of the others, all right? Or all of them, actually, I would try. So cleaning the email inbox, because I sometimes will have 20,000 emails and then some. And sometimes majority of them are junks. Other times it's like cool people. Speaking of email, it was kind of cool for a minute. I received an email from someone who claimed to be Naomi Campbell. But it was really nice email, just like altogether pleasant. I was like, oh, okay. But I was like, I didn't know how to take it. I was excited, but hesitant at the same time. I was like, somebody probably know that I'm a big fan of hers, so they probably just like trying to pull a prank on me, but you're not gonna get me. But anyways, I still DM her and on Instagram and said, hey, if that was, really was you, thank you so much. So yes, yes, the supermodel Naomi Campbell. So I saved that email just in case it was her, so I can keep it and cherish it. But if it wasn't, it was still cool to receive, I'm not gonna lie. Back to our regular scheduled program. Clean your email inbox. Who knows, you might find an email in there. Ooh, you might find an email in there from somebody you admire, or somebody, or your secret admirer for you. I always used to say, like, I would hate to miss an email from one of my favorite people. So I have to make sure I be consistent with cleaning out my inbox. So I'm actually, after this week's challenge, I am going to actually schedule a time in my calendar. So right, probably it will be Monday. Mondays are my days. That's the day I have doctor's appointment. I get like all my hardcore stuff done. And yeah, that's like my macho days, if that's a thing. But yes, I'm going to schedule Mondays to make it every week so that it doesn't get to like 20,000 and then some. Every week on Mondays, I will set aside a specific time where I just go through and clean my inbox. If they're important, I will put them in the appropriate folder. If they're not important, it's just like BS stuff, then they go to the BS, aka trash. Okay? So I am going to remove old unused apps. I am going to clean my junk inbox and keep make it a habit to be more consistent with it. Because some of you have been sending me messages also, and I just want to say thank you. All right, limit your phone and all the beautiful comments you guys leave also on the YouTube videos. I think it heartwarming to say the least, but thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying them. Back to our regular scheduled program. So this week, again, it's about digital cleanse. So we already talked about removing old unused apps. We talked about cleaning your inbox and your junk mail box, both of them. And empty out your trash when you finish as well. It's a good practice. Limit your phone use to 2 hours per day. So maybe that one day you decide, I'm not going to use social media for the entire day. And then the rest of the week, you can limit your social media, or you pick one day to remove your old unused apps, you pick one day to clean your inbox / junk mail, and then you pick a day where you only use your phone, or a day or two, or maybe three, whatever works for you, where you only use your, limit your phone use for social media for 2 hours per day max. And this is a good one that I put down. So this one says, don't take your phone to social gathering. And the other part of that is, the extension to that is, no phone at dinner, or you pay for everyone at the table. So this is one that I have with my really, 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 really close friends. When we are together for dinner or we're hanging out, the rule is phones down. Don't care what it is. So if you decide to look at your phone and you know you're texting or checking your social media during dinner, then it's your responsibility to pay for everybody's dinner at that table. So I don't like that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be forced to do that. But it did force me, nonetheless. It did push me to like not use my phone when I am out with people, or even if it's friends or not. When I'm out with someone, I try not to use my phone unless I am purposely trying to, like I'm annoyed with you. I want you to know I'm annoyed with you. So I'm pretending to swipe my screen, my phone screen right now using the palm of my hands. But yes, but that, it's only happened not even a handful of time where it's like somebody was that annoying to me. Where it's like, I'm like, I want you to see that I am pretending, because I didn't even have the phone lit up or anything. I was like, just so you know. But yes, so when you hang out with, when things are normal, whatever normal is, but when you're hanging out with your friends or your people, like, try not to use your phone and you give them your undivided attention. So some people sometimes, they're just like, they're together, but it's like they're not even there together because everybody's doing their own thing. Everyone's on the phone and it's just crazy. I've seen where people were sitting together at the dinner table, texting the person across the way from them. Like, this is the time where you communicate. You could text them later. You're there with them, like, enjoy, be in the moment, enjoy the current moment, like, just be there, be present. So that is the last one. So that is for our digital clans, and I also added a little bonus there at the end of something you can try with your friends. Now, I will tell you, gotta cross my legs for this one. I am not making you any promise that this is going to work out smoothly and everybody will be in agreement and decide that they will pay, but it's just an idea to throw around with your friends, just so everyone can, when you're there with them, you're there, you're looking at one another in the eye and just having a human-like conversation. But some people may be like, I'm not paying, or that was my kid, that was my husband, it was an emergency. But those kind of energy people, I'm like, I don't want you around me anyway, so I'm like, deuces, or I just don't invite them. Easy fix, right? I'm like, okay, because I figure you might have an emergency or you might have things to deal with, so I just decided not to invite you. Yeah, I can be a little hardcore at times, I know, but sometimes you have to be. Shoot. But yes, that is all I have for you this week, is to do a digital cleanse, whatever that might mean for you. Try everything I've listed, try a few of them, or whatever it might mean for you. Just decide upon it today and act on it. So if you want, I'm open to it. You can text me yours, whatever it is, so that way I can help hold you accountable for the week. All right, so my number again is 813-701-4541, but please make sure you announce yourself. So if you come to my door, you knock, you have to tell me like, hey, this is so and so, otherwise I'm not answering. Same mannerism for the text message. When you text me, since it's a first time communicating, I would say introduce yourself, please. All right, but you are free to text me, ask me questions, skincare questions, if you need more ideas, or you just message me or DM me on your favorite social media platform. I feel like I use Instagram the most, between Instagram and Twitter. Yeah, I think it'll be somewhere around those. Facebook send me notification, but I don't always check those notifications because Facebook overwhelms me, so I don't check that one as often. But Instagram, you are more likely, because I think I check that one a little bit more than I really should. But yeah, you should see some of the conversations I have in there. I would never show it to you, but I'm just telling you. But yeah, some of the conversations I get in there just make you shake your head, or like, are they serious right now? But it's whatever. You live and you learn and you just let people be their cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs selves. All right, so I will see you. Thank you so much for watching this week's challenge, doing a digital cleanse, or you can do a deep digital cleanse, depending on how deep you are in there, whatever might work for you. But remember, you cannot replace an old habit unless, you cannot eliminate an old habit unless you replace it with something new. All right, that is my message for you for this week. And I hope you enjoy the message, and it's been fun hanging out with you. And I think those were the main ones I wanted to tell you, like unload your apps and set aside time for, this is a good one before I forget, bonus. Okay, anyways, schedule in your calendar social media time. So you can schedule 10 minutes in the morning after, you know, you do your morning ritual, and then you can decide, you know what, before at lunch, at noon, I want to do another 10 minutes, and then at nighttime, before I get in bed, I will do another 10 minutes. I try not to bring my phone into my bed because it's just a never-ending journey, and then it keeps me from getting my sleep, which I need. All right, I'll see you next week. Next week, we are talking about one big thing. What could it be? Stay tuned and come back next week and find out. But make sure you take action on this week's challenge, and I will see you next week. Ciao for now. Oh my goodness. I am so silly some days. I don't even know what to do with myself.
All right, so I am so excited to share this with you. I am recently in the process of releasing my new book. It's called The Ultimate Self-Care Guide. And the book, the main purpose of it is simply to help you transform your skin and your life. So if you're interested in learning how to be perfectly imperfect and just live the life that you were meant to live, I know you will enjoy this book. You can visit www.shop.luxurylotusspa.com/book to order the book yourself. But I am excited because I'm also including some awesome swag with the book for those who do choose to purchase on my website versus Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or anywhere else. All right. So thank you so much in advance for your support.
Okay, so you stayed until the end. I really, really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, or even if you didn't, visit us at Luxury Lotus Spa on your favorite social media platform and comment on today's post to let us know what you think about today's episode. All right, and to download the free guide, visit www.luxurylotusspa.com/guides. That is GUIDES. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Again, this is Esther the Esthetician signing off. Until next week, talk to you soon.